Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Governor DeSantis, why is this song striking such a nerve in this country right now? What do you think it means?
Our country is in decline. This decline is not inevitable. It's a choice. We need to send Joe Biden back to his basement and reverse American decline.
There you go. That's the lead. That's the first line out the gate. And by the way, one thing that was kind of interesting is my assessment. Feel free to share yours at 437-1620. I'd like to be able to tell you that DeSantis hit a home run last night. I think he hit a double. You know, I mean, he didn't strike out. He had a couple of kind of awkward moments where he was asked questions that he, I won't say dodge, but didn't directly answer. And it's okay to not directly answer a question if you think the question is based on a mistaken premise. But then you explain that. Otherwise, you just look like the guy who's trying to give his, you know, prepared answers wherever they might fit into the conversation. And he did have a little bit of a look like that at times last night. But for presidential demeanor, he certainly scored on the top of the range there. You had Vivek Ramaswamy was the real question was, you know, how would he show on this stage? And my take on him is he's fantastically entertaining. He's very sharp. He's very good at debating. If this were a, you know, a college graded debate or a judge debate, he would win. The problem is, I don't know that that's who you want to be president. You want to be press secretary. Like, can you imagine Vivek Ramaswamy as the press secretary?
Yes, I can.
I would watch those every single day.
Every like, day.
Yeah, that would be super entertaining. But as far as, you know, being the president, I'm not so sure about that. Okay, so what they were doing last night, and it was, I don't know. It's hard to do a debate for eight people. It is. I've done debates for, you know, six or seven candidates, and eight is a lot. And, you know, when they all want to squabble with each other, they don't want to behave. It's difficult. And you can't ask a question where everybody gives an answer. I mean, you can. They didn't do it that way, but you feel like you can't do it that way. So what they would do instead is, you know, well, who agrees with this? Raise your hand. Which can be an okay device at times, but it just didn't seem to work all that well last night.
So we want to start on this with a show of hands. Do you believe in human behavior is causing climate change? Raise your hand if you do.
Look, we're not school children. Let's have the debate. I mean, I'm happy to take it to start. Alexander, so do you want to raise your hand or not?
Which is perfectly appropriate for DeSantis to say, but then he didn't really answer the question. That's the problem.
I think that's the way to do. So let me just say to Alexander this. First of all, one of the reasons our country's decline is because of the way the corporate media treats Republicans versus Democrats. Biden was on the beach while those people were suffering. He was asked about it. And he said, no comment. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's a fine line. What's it have to do with whether people are causing climate change? I mean, that's, again, that's what I'm saying. Like, he had good comments, but a lot of them weren't exactly on the topic or didn't exactly answer the question. On the other hand, Vivek, who I thought, you know, at least in the beginning showed great.
My hands are in my pockets. No, because the climate change agenda is a hoax. Let us be honest as Republicans. I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax. The climate change agenda is a hoax. And we have to declare independence for it. And the reality is...
When you lead with, I'm the only one on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, which of course he's hoping that that's going to zing and set him apart and whatever, but the audience boos because, I mean, that's just not even accurate or fair to the other candidates, right? You'd have to give evidence and prove that that's the case, and how does that have to do with climate change anyway? So they push back a prayer. This is what I'm saying. I thought he was arrogant, he was cocky, he was entertaining, and he was eloquent, but I thought there were a lot of kind of judgmental missteps, kind of the, you know, errors of youth, frankly, is what it seemed like in terms of how he answered some of these things.
Anti-carbon agenda is the wet blanket on our economy. And so the reality is more people are dying of bad climate change policies than they are of actual climate change.
Governor Haley, are you bought and paid?
So, and then they try to go to the other candidates for, you know, to respond to the bought and paid for comment, right? We'll give you their responses here in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey and Andrew McKay recommend. Scenic Highway and Barranca Laura, it looks like an accident, but cleared off. These are all clear, by the way. Rosalind Way and Concordia Boulevard cleared off, and 98 Oriole Beach Road cleared. The one that's not clear, there is a vehicle fire. This is I-10 eastbound between Milton and Holt at mile marker 42 in those eastbound lanes. I'm still showing that they're shut down this morning, so be careful, of course, and if you're headed that way, gosh, maybe take 90, I guess, so you can get where you're going. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah, somebody here says, I hated the hand raise questions. Mm-hmm. I thought they were stupid. Just ask the darn question. Agreed, especially at this level, because, you know, like they asked one later on that had to do with Trump. You know, if Trump gets convicted, could you still vote for him, you know, if he becomes the nominee?
Mm-hmm.
And well, I like that they did that.
No,
but under what circumstances? What did he get convicted of? Are you saying I will vote for him? Are you asking me if I could vote for him? Are you talking theoretically? I mean, it's just that's how a thoughtful person answers that question. And instead, you want an up, down, yes, no answer. It's it was juvenile. If you want to ask them so they can answer, that's fine. But if you want to ask them a hand raise, I didn't subscribe to that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Vivek says everybody's bought and paid for on this stage except for me. Climate change is a hoax. Christie.
I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And the last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, what's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here, was Barack Obama. And I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing on stage tonight.
Come on, give me a hug. Give me a hug just like you did to Obama. And you'll help elect me just like you did to Obama, too. Give me that
the same
hug,
type of amateur.
Because that's what he led with is you're probably wondering who's this skinny kid with a last name that's hard to pronounce. That was Obama's line. That was Obama's line back in the day. And so when Chris Christie says, you know, you remind me of a human ChatGPT, which is a pretty good line. It's a pretty good line.
I'm not saying it's not.
It was a good line. And then his response is, well, why don't you hug me like you hugged Obama back into the White House for Chris Christie post was Superstorm Sandy?
Yeah, it was Sandy. Yeah. God, I'm going to get a Vivek Ramaswamy tattoo, even if he doesn't go anywhere. That's awesome.
That's
I love his one-liners.
That's a pretty deep cut. That's a pretty deep cut to say you Obama lover. I mean, wow. So then, and here was kind of, again, my take of the who won, who didn't do well last night. I really thought that, Nikki Haley came out looking, honestly, the most presidential of all of them. And her answers in some of these cases were, you kind of, oh, all right. So, again, on this, who's been bought and paid for and the climate change and all of that.
Hey, Governor Haley, would you like to respond?
Deserves.
Are you
so
bought
Brett,
and paid
what
for?
What I would like to say is the fact that I think this is exactly why Margaret Thatcher said, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
You can't really go wrong quoting Margaret Thatcher.
Nikki, you're so fine.
As also being a sexist, but whatever. That is sexism, right? Just like, you know.
Like
racist.
Fat bottom girls from Queen.
It's sexism you don't mind, but it is, you know, sexism to say because women are better. So then, you know, and I want to call him Rick Scott, obviously not Tim Scott. I mean, you know.
They look alike, though. Oh, wait.
Well, they're different height. Sorry. There it is. You're backing away from the mic. I love it. Well, that's the main difference. They're both in the Senate.
If we want the environment to be better, and we all do, the best thing to do is to bring our jobs home from China. If we create 10 million new jobs in my Made in America plan, we will have a better economy and a better environment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's just, I don't know. That's so you had this ongoing, basically, it was Vivek v. everybody, okay, which works to his advantage. Because he's certainly trying to style himself as the other, as the alternate, as the non-politician, as the outsider, as the guy who can come and bring reform and, you know, get the car back on the street when it was driven off by the people like you. That's his pitch. Also, they're experienced. He is inexperienced. How do you turn that as an advantage? Well, that's the goal. So my read on the whole situation, I don't think Vivek Ramaswamy, even in his own mind, I don't think Vivek Ramaswamy thinks he's going to be president.
He's got a resume that's amazing. I know he hasn't done government, but man.
That's fine.
Hedge Johnson, he is brilliant.
If he's got people around him consulting him to just keep doing what you're doing, bro, that's because he didn't show any of the presidential demeanor. That's the basic flaw he's got.
Neither did Trump.
Yeah, but he also had sort of a known factor. He had experience. Even though you can't say that Trump had gravitas, he had it of a different sort. Okay, I mean, if Vivek is trying to be like the anti-Pence candidate, I mean, clearly, okay? And Pence showed terrible last night. And I'm a Pence fan, but he showed terrible last night. You know, and the problem is that when, you know, his big advantage is I'm the accomplished senior statesman who's been in the White House as the vice president. I've done all of these things. I know it all. I'm a core conservative. I've been at the center of this party for so long, not that he's a centrist, but within the Republican Party, he's at the heart of the core of conservative principles. But if you're going to be that, then you can't flake out and try to take jabs at the kid who's poking you in the eye. You know, that just doesn't work. And it didn't work last night. 437-1620. Christy had the best mic drop. That was pretty good. The ChatGPT one.
Yeah.
That was definitely good. And then, you know, and some, oh, somebody else asks, aren't they basically vying for VP, basically? Some are. But Nikki Haley, even though I think she had the best showing as a presidential candidate, and maybe she winds up being the strongest contender, especially on foreign policy. Oh, that was that. We'll get to that next hour. The foreign policy stuff was really interesting on Ukraine. But as a who would Trump pick to be vice president out of that group, I think that Nikki Haley would seem to be the obvious best choice out of that group. And of course, Trump wasn't around. He was the elephant not in the room, as Brett Baer said, and rightly so, because he was doing his, you know, sideshow song and dance with Tucker Carlson. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pence was wild last night, breaking all the rules. Yeah, like the guy who never dances and he's moving his feet. You know, that's kind of he really broke the mold. Although he did have...
Did he wear his cut from his motorcycle?
No.
His vest?
No. Although he did... Where is it here? Pence did have... He had a line that the audience didn't buy.
I'm running for president of the United States because... We don't need a president who's too old, and we don't need a president who's too young. We need a president who's been there. We need a president who knows how Congress works, how the White House works, how states work.
Kind of a successful job of alienating everybody. So all the people who like Trump and all the people who are young, you just said, right? Yeah, y'all suck. Oh, thanks, sir. 623 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Floridians can stack uninsured motorist coverage? If you have three vehicles with $25,000 stacking UM, that equates to $75,000 in total coverage. Therefore, always choose stacking coverage if you have more than one vehicle in your household.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
You know, if you've got a home you're thinking about selling or you're thinking about buying maybe for the first time, Christina Leavenworth is a great resource because I know it can be a little bit kind of what's going on in the market, what's going on in my price tier, you know, because what might be happening at 250 or 300 is not the same as what might be happening at, you know, 450 or 500, right? I mean, they're different markets. And so, you know, you can't just take the general state of the market and think that applies to all levels equally. What are people doing in terms of the effect of having the interest rates hiked on them? Are they at the same level of demand, more, less? What about the new builds? How is that? All of that stuff, okay? That's all the stuff that Christina Leavenworth, you know, lives, eats, breathes every single day and explains to people and helps them understand. And, you know, she sold 230 homes last year. I mean, that's like, what, almost five a day or five a week, okay? That's an amazing thing. Five a day would be a lot, too. But, you know, five a week, that's pretty fantastic, right? When you think about a lot of realtors, they might sell one or two a year, you know, or maybe even one a month, right? Okay, just as a comparison point. So if you want expert advice, and she loves to talk to people, loves to meet new people, even if it doesn't work out as a deal, that's fine. She doesn't mind. She just likes to help people, and she certainly does. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something D-O-O economics. Voodoo economics.
Me some mousse for my hair. I'm trying to participate. 627 on News Radio 92.3. They even sell mousse anymore? They even exist?
They still sell mousse.
So
you may come do your quaff tomorrow? Yes, no. Let me give you a big hairdo. It'll be fun. I won't do it for myself.
I was a long time ago. I was a mousse guy, and then somehow or other I switched over to gel, and, you know, I don't know, just because I remember it, using it, and
yeah,
like you're putting shaving cream
in
your hair.
Do you put gel in your hair?
Now a little, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't get this beautiful gloss all on.
It is very nice.
How
no,
about
it's
you?
Fine.
Tell them about the traffic, Candy.
Oh, I thought you were going to have me tell me about my hair.
Sure.
I-10 eastbound, mile marker 42. The eastbound lanes are shut down. This is between Milton and Holt. I mean, technically it's Milton, but in that area, if you're headed towards Crestview, you're going to want to take 90. The eastbound lane still shut down, a parking lot in that area. There's a few other accidents, but you're going to want to watch for maybe emergency vehicles because they haven't moved off to the side. Scenic Highway at Barranca. Galora, also Roslyn Way and Concordia Avenue, and then in Gulf Breeze at Oriole Beach Road and Highway 98. Again, they're not showing a roadblock, but I-10 eastbound is blocked at mile marker 42 between Milton and Holt because of a vehicle fire. Those eastbound lanes still shut down, so take 90 if you're headed that way, of course. Now, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's got our headlines in the newsroom. David?
House Republicans may be investigating the Georgia DA that launched the criminal probe against former President Trump. CNN reporting the House Judiciary Committee is expected to open a congressional investigation into Fani Willis. That could happen as soon as today, just as Trump is expected to surrender at the Fulton County Jail. The fate of the Texas floating border wall now in the hands of a federal judge. A judge rejected the Texas argument that the buoy border in the Rio Grande was needed to repel an invasion. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he plans to take this fight all the way to the Supreme Court. And Wagner Group soldiers issuing a warning after their leader apparently died in a plane crash in Russia yesterday. Yevgeny Prigozhin, nine others killed when that plane crashed in Russia. In a video on social media, the soldier said, quote, "We are starting. Wait for us."
Yeah.
See what happens with that.
I mean, they didn't defenestrate him. I mean, they didn't throw him out of a balcony or anything, but, you know.
Well, that's all super comforting.
No, nobody looks at this and thinks, wow, that is just a weird coincidence. The guy who started a mutiny against Vladimir Putin is dead a couple of months later? Weird.
Fox News, I'm Paul Stevens. A rowdy first GOP debate last night in Milwaukee.
Donald Trump said, it's okay to suspend the Constitution. Now, the oath you take is to preserve, protect, and defend, not suspend. I will always stand up for our Constitution, regardless of the political pressure.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani turning himself in Wednesday in Georgia to be booked as part of a sprawling indictment.
This is an assault on our Constitution. Fannie Willis will go down in American history.
Rudy Giuliani there referring to Fulton County D.A. Fannie Willis. Former President Trump is expected to fly to Atlanta and turn himself in today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 82 right now, partly cloudy in Pensacola, and police investigating after a man was shot in the chest last night. This happened on North 6th Avenue at about 9 o'clock yesterday. PPD says the man's injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. Currently, officers searching for a suspect. No word on a description of exactly who they are looking for at this time. Escambia County deputies say a 25-year-old man was arrested in connection to the deadly shooting over at the Mugs and Jugs Bar on Scenic Highway. Sheriff Chip Simmons telling Channel 3, Christian Ketchup, the suspect, had no prior criminal history. He allegedly shot and killed 25-year-old Tierra Binion during an argument between his girlfriend and Binion that spilled out into the parking lot.
While his girlfriend was on top of her, fighting her again or beating her again, pulls out a handgun and shoots her several times while she's laying in the parking lot. It's that simple.
And Binion was a 25-year-old mother of two. Her family and friends had a candlelight vigil last night over at Wahoo Stadium. This shooting, the second violent incident at that same bar. There was also a stabbing there just this last weekend, and that was being investigated as a stand-your-ground case. The former Gulf Breeze mayor accused of filming teen boys that were undressing in his house still does not know whether he's going to get a new trial or a new plea agreement. This is according to the News Journal. Prosecutors and lawyers for 71-year-old Ed Gray had a court hearing this week, but didn't come to any decisions. After Gray pleaded no contest to charges in 2021, Judge Clifton Drake gave him a prison sentence, five-year prison sentence, despite prosecutors and his defense expecting no longer than a year behind bars. That sentence ended up being vacated after Gray mistakenly thought he didn't qualify for prison due to his score on Florida's criminal score sheet. So he'll either get a new trial in October or another plea agreement will be made. Escambia County fire crews spent a lot of yesterday afternoon putting out a big brush fire, and it was in Beulah.
What we tend to do is we'll have an EMS unit out there where our firefighters can go rehab, is what we call it. It'll cool down, drink water, relax, and then get back at it when they need to. So overall, it's a long day, but it's something that they're well equipped for, well trained for.
And that's County Spokesman Davis Wood there, and he says there were no injuries reported. The fire off of Hurst Hammock Road quickly spread from 2 acres to 6 before it was finally contained. Crews were still at the scene late yesterday afternoon dealing with hot spots. A text alert went out to residents in the area, but there were no evacuation orders and no structures ended up being damaged as a result of that fire. Hey, this weekend is the disaster preparedness tax sale. That starts on Saturday. You can buy generators, batteries, coolers, other disaster supplies without having to pay the sales tax. Again, that'll start Saturday and run through September 8th. It is 6:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Go get a generator. This is brought to you by Coastal Machinery Company. They have over 40 years in the business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview. The one area that we are watching right now, it's the only roadblock, And looks like it's been lifted, but I'm still seeing a slowdown in that area at I-10 eastbound. There was a vehicle fire, and this is between, I guess, technically Harold and Holt at mile marker 42. There was a car fire in the eastbound lanes shut down. It's been removed from the traffic screen, so that may have been moved off to the side, but I'm still showing a slowdown in that area. You might be better off taking 90 if you're maybe headed in that direction. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text in, if you would, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And thank you very much. Yeah, sure. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We're going to be seeing a very hot and humid day today. Temperatures near 97 degrees for your high. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Staying warm for Friday with a high near 98 degrees. 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 82 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 80 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Shares of Peloton skidded 22% after the high-end fitness brand reported a wider-than-expected quarterly loss as seasonal trends and a recall led to a decline in new subscriptions. Peloton says it experienced a decline of 29,000 subscribers compared to the prior quarter due to the seasonal slowdown in hardware sales as well as higher-than-anticipated subscription churn, which is the rate at which the company lost subscribers. It ended the quarter with 3.08 million subscribers. Peloton says the slowdown exceeded its expectations as consumer spending shifted to travel and experiences. After reigning more than two decades as the top-selling beer in the U.S. on an annual basis, Bud Light has officially been knocked off its pedestal. Modelo surpassed the beleaguered Anheuser-Busch InBev brand in year-to-date sales for 2023. As of August 12th, Modelo reached 8.34% share dollars spent on beer at stores. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Pete Moore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentury. See dealer for details.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booty shake. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Tell me, is that AmbuBus going to be ready?
We're rushing it. It's supposed to be picked up either this week or next week and sent to South Florida to put the kit in. So the everything about the we finally got the money from the state. That was what we were waiting on. We had to turn the money back in because the bus was in the mechanical shop. We had to put a lot of money in the mechanical for, and we appreciate the school board for giving us the bus. They donated the bus to us. So great.
All right, Eric Gilmore talking with Commissioner Jeff Burgosh during his coffee with the commissioner last week. The AmbuBus that's been kind of supposed to be here for about almost a year, but just keeps getting delayed and issues come up. And it is essential to the plan in place for the move of Baptist Hospital coming up next next month on September 23rd. Let's see. We got County Administrator. my brain. I had Eric in my head.
Wes Moreno.
joins us now. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Did you get the bus yet? This was last week. Did you get the bus yet?
Good morning, Andrew. No, we have not got the bus yet, but I will deem Eric the county administrator for the day if you want me to.
Is that a bit of a crystal ball prediction? I mean, what are you saying now? All right, fine, fair enough.
We do not have the bus. We've got a plan, but we do not have the bus. You know, there's been one thing after the other with parts and money and just like everything else that we're doing right now. It's just been one delay after another, but we do have a plan. We're gonna have eight ambulances assigned to the move. We're gonna have some help from some outside agencies also in the move, and some of the patients are gonna need paramedic care during the move, which would be difficult on that ambulance. But we got a plan, and we're gonna do it in one day, and we're gonna be successful, and we're gonna make the move happen.
Can I ask the question that it didn't occur to me till just now, and I am assuming this is a question that certainly Eric has already well considered, but it is hurricane season. They're so fixated on this one date. What if we're having a storm that day?
We'll improvise the bath and overcome. That's what we do.
That's a good Marine slogan to borrow. I like it, Gunny. All right, fair enough. Hey, one of the big things that I feel like I don't understand well enough, I wanted to ask you about it. You talked about the Delano drainage project kicking off, actually getting into the ground and starting to turn dirt on that. What is that project? Can you maybe explain it for folks? Because this is many years coming, I think, and it's a big project to help flood mitigation.
It is a series of holding ponds and drainage infrastructure going in around the central office complex down Fairfield Drive, Leonard Street, even goes over toward Palafox.
Okay, so around the jail, the sheriff's office, yep. The ECAT, all of that whole, which was very heavily affected during the 2014 flood and has historically been a huge problem. Okay, go ahead. What's happening there?
So it's a huge FEMA project. We broke ground the other day, and if you look next on that large piece of property behind the Waffle House on Fairfield and next to the central office complex, you know, you'll see them out there working. That's the first phase of the project, if you will, digging that holding pond. We stripped up all the asphalt off that project, and we're starting to excavate the holding pond. And I got to say, Andrew, I got to say that Rob McCracken there in engineering has done a yeoman's job of securing that funding from FEMA. It was a huge lift. FEMA says, we got the bids in. FEMA says, we don't have any more money. And he went back and forth and back and forth, and he was able to work through that with FEMA and acquire the extra funding to make the project happen. So it's a huge thing. It's been talked about for years. It's been in design. It's been something that's been envisioned, and it's going to make a huge drainage impact there in that area for the businesses and residents as well in that area.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the kind of, like, this stuff about, you know, fixing flood mitigation is kind of like, it's never sexy, but you really notice when it doesn't get done, and so these incremental improvements of making that stuff better is, you know, kudos to everybody who's doing this in the city and Gulf Breeze and, you know, in the county as well here in Escambia and Santa Rosa as well. The Hearst Hammock Fire, which is, this is, if people don't know about this, it's a long road that's basically like Beulah Road goes through a subdivision, then turns into Hearst Hammock Road, which goes for miles or a long distance down to this little tiny outpost of civilization down there, which can get cut off from the rest of us by anything that goes wrong in that area. Is that fire out now, contained this morning?
It is contained. It was contained last night, late yesterday afternoon.
Great.
But yeah, you're right. It's Hearst Hammock's a long road. And, you know, we had a fire down through there last year, maybe
yeah.
before. For whatever reason, it seems to be a little more susceptible. But I can't say nothing about our fire rescue folks, our firemen, fire women over there. You know, it's 103 degrees outside, and they get it up, and they're out there getting after it, doing what they do. And I'm very proud of them and very appreciative of them. But they responded, and they got it under control fairly quickly.
Yeah, and, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, fighting fires in this heat is just, that is its own extra special problem to make sure that you don't become a victim of the thing that, you know, just of the heat itself in the process of trying to save other people or save structures or prevent, expansion of the fire. So I know you guys are, you know, doing a ton of hydrating, pre-hydrating and all of that kind of stuff and watching yourself to, you know, to not susceptible to a heat stroke or whatever. But, man, I appreciate the work that they are doing and have to do in these circumstances. We're talking to Wes Moreno, the county administrator, although we hear Eric Gilmore might be on the rise. We'll be back with him in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And the only thing that we're seeing that's blocking anything is I-10 eastbound. And this is between, it looks like, Harold and Holt. Really, if you're headed towards Crestview, you're going to want to take 90. I-10 eastbound is blocked in that area after a vehicle fire this morning. Again, I-10 eastbound is blocked between Holt and Crestview and Harold. It's in that area. So use caution there. Use caution wherever you are. 437-1620. You can always text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Back to you, Eric. Just kidding.
Thanks,
we
Candy.
Love you, Wes. Thank you for
Wes Moreno's on the line. He's the county administrator. We've got a proposed subdivision at the very east end of East Kingsfield before you get to all the kind of the, you know, the undevelopable area. 335 houses, to which the residents are like, the what now? On, you know, East Kingsfield Road is this little road, and, you know, the intersection there with what Kem's trying to think is the closest intersection behind all of the other relatively new subdivisions in that vicinity. How do you address the concerns that it's just kind of more of this unlimited, unfettered growth that we're just not prepared for?
Yeah, I talked to Joy Blackman about that, county engineer Joy Blackman. She came to my office, I want to say it was Monday or Tuesday, and we were talking about this particular project, and she's looking at it, and we're having some meetings about it. You know, it's you got some really, really nice area over there, and it's, so we're looking at compatibility, we're looking at infrastructure, and mainly traffic infrastructure. So we're looking at that. I'm not sure how we're going to move on that just yet, but we are looking at it. Joyce is queued in, and Horace is queued in, Development Services Director. He's queued in, and actually we have a meeting this morning, not about that project in particular, but about some land development code and compatible uses and those sorts of things. So we'll see. We have some decisions to make, and we'll work with the engineer and the developer there, and we'll see what we do to modify what they've initially presented.
Okay. All right. Well, and I remember Commissioner Barry making the comment about how, you know, a lot of projects are basically on pause until they figure out what they want to do with, for example, the LDC, and, you know, just trying to decide whether, because the message they said at the board meeting was very clear that, you know, just because you meet the basic requirements of the FLU, the future land use, and of the land development code and the zoning, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to approve it. I have my questions about the alternative to that particular thing, but I agree with the concern, you know, that, We just can't keep plopping these things down without properly preparing for them is the issue. Last thing here is I think you've got the – oh, actually two things. One is in the planning realm. You've got the kickoff meeting for the Beulah Master Plan tonight, right?
Yep, absolutely. The Beulah Middle School kicks off this evening. And that will be for those who are interested, that will be a good event to show up to and put – and learn how to stay in touch, learn how to communicate your concerns, and that'll be a good meeting.
Yeah, and it's not run by the county. It's run by the firm that you hired to do the master plan. So that ought to be very interesting. And then also, you've got the Real Change Opioid event coming up on Saturday, 10 to 2, at the Brownsville Community Center, right? And this is a county event.
Yeah, this is a county event. This stems from, smaller working group that we put together, myself and Allison Patton, and we felt like we needed to make a push there in the community, in a community. We picked Brownsville first. We may take it to other areas if it's successful. But we have all of our partners with us, and they're going to be out there with us. And it's really a resource day, I call it. Here's where you can find resources, mental health, opioid, homelessness. We have all our partners with us, and I'm looking forward to a good event out there. And I'm hoping that it really makes a change for some folks. A positive impact to that community there. And like I said, if it's successful, we'll take it to other areas of Escambia County.
And this is, you're going to feed them free lunch. There's opioid addiction help. There's ID services, free haircuts. Transportation, veteran support services. This really is meant to be kind of a comprehensive, whatever you might need, come here and we'll see if we can't figure out either how to get it to you right now or put you in touch with the people that you need to get it. So I love that y'all are doing this. I think this is a great outreach to the community, especially those people who are struggling. So that's great. 651 on News Radio 92.3. Wes Moreno, thanks so much for the time, as always, and the work you do on behalf of the county. I appreciate it, sir.
All right, thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely. 651, News Radio 92.3. I think I just said that, so should I say it again? No. sometimes you just get in these speech habits. I apologize. Hey, if you are a business owner and you have employees and you want to do right by them and you want to give them options and their benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, maybe you need some better ways to run your payroll or HR or anything like that, hey, this is what Torgerson Causey does. I know they do it well because they've been doing it for us for about 6 years, and they're fantastic. I didn't realize what we were missing until we switched, and then I'm like, oh, it can be better, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is really better. I love it. They gave us options on our health insurance that, put us more in control of, which kind of things do we want to pay for or not pay for, and that was great. And they're very responsive, outstanding customer service. I can tell you from first-hand experience, they're great. So if you need help with this or you're struggling with it or you just want somebody else to, just look at what you're doing and seeing if it can be done better, call them. Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years doing this for local businesses, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard Reward Points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Join Sonia with Chill Out Cryo Spa today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how today at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there?
Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for gallon of gas, 383. Florida average, 375. Mississippi is 330. California is 526. By the way, I'm not going to tell you that. In Navarre, that's something of a joke. It didn't work. Navarre, 342 east of the Walmart, 342 west of the Walmart, 336 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 359 in Gulf Breeze proper at the Exxon. At the Milton Sefco, 338, 337. Save a penny. Drive down to Pace. At the Murphy across from the Walmart, 339. Drive down to P Ridge. At the Murphy across from the Walmart and P Ridge, Pace has 339. If you're getting over into Pensacola, 329 on 9 Mile at the Walmart. I'm looking up and down US 29. Same, the best price, 336 at the US 29 Murphy. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like 343 at the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen. PeteMooreImports.com. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks for not calling me Eric Gilmore. although I like him. We all do. Taking a look, the good news is most of the accidents have been cleared up. There's some stuff that's been happening in Pensacola, but it looks like that has now been moved off to the side. But there was a vehicle fire on I-10 eastbound. This is between Harold and Holt, and you're much better off taking 90 if you're maybe headed in that direction towards Crestview. Still a parking lot. The eastbound lanes are shut down. Again, that's I-10 eastbound between Harold and Holt. Caution wherever you are, and certainly if you have a traffic tip, let us know. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I feel like between Harold and Holt is the premise of a country song. I'm just, you know, it has that ring to me.
I should get a hold of that Oliver Anthony guy. Between Harold and Holt, right. And I don't like paying
your money ain't worth
anyway. Taxes.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, you got anything angsty for us today, David?
Yeah. Nothing angsty right now. I'll work on my angst for the next time.
You're like the worst at angst.
Yeah.
You're never in a bad
mood.
I'm not very
man.
Angsty. I can't help it. Record high temperatures are possible today as the dangerous heat wave continues torching parts of the southern and central U.S. The National Weather Service says heat alerts are issued all the way from the Gulf Coast to Minneapolis, affecting 22 states and 130 million people. The trial of the man accused of killing four Idaho college students being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Brian Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial. His court date was originally scheduled for October. Now they don't have a new date for that yet. And police in Orlando or north of Orlando warning people about a monkey on the loose. It's in Orange City, and police there say they've received several calls about a rhesus macaque monkey.
Close enough.
Running through residential neighborhoods. The Florida FWC says people should not feed the monkey and don't try to catch it.
With Ross right behind him.
That's a Friends reference, y'all.
Oh, is that the type of monkey?
The rhesus monkey, okay. Right. That's what they used to experiment on in all the old TV shows.
All right. That's
comforting.
It's more recent in history than at least I didn't go back to like Wizard of Oz or anything. thanks so much, David. All right, time now for?
Oh, God. Hold on. I like monkeys. It's Thursday. Thought it was Friday.
All right. Will Trump be at the next debate?
No.
Yeah, I think also no. Has he said he won't be at the next two? So
he doesn't need to be. You know what I mean? Why put in the extra work? Why bait the hook when you already caught the fish?
Look, yeah, fair enough. I mean, you know.
I know.
That's not marriage advice, though, right? Anyway,
yes,
so so yeah. If you view this as an alternate to him, then you know maybe he doesn't need to be there. And if you view this as a VP audition, maybe he doesn't need to be there. So I don't know. It's an interesting choice.
I think he watched it and made a pick.
Does anybody get off that stage for next debate?
that Burgum guy? Is that
I thought he did well. Asa Hutchinson.
Asa Hutchinson.
Asa Hutchinson. Asa Hutchinson. On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.